All right, good morning, St. Thomas Aquinas. Welcome back to another episode of Sound and Silence. Today we'll be interviewing Senora Hanlon.
Hi, Luke, how are you? It is a pleasure for me to be here with you. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm going to say a quick prayer, and then I'm just going to ask you a few quick questions about what it's been like teaching here at St. Thomas and how you got started teaching here and what it's like to learn a new language. Uh-huh. All right. So we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son. Holy Spirit,
come on. I love that prayer. It's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Yes.
I found prayer. It and I thought, you know what? That's a perfect one for a podcast.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I love it.
All right. So, to begin our interview, how long have you taught at STA?
I did teach here for 32 years.
Wow.
Yeah. A long time. I was very happy here. You don't stay in a place for 32 years if you don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, 32 years.
Did you ever teach anywhere before SDA? Or?
Yes, I did. I was in Bishop Brady High School for 1 year in Concord, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And before coming to America, I was a teacher also in Costa Rica.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Great. And so you were born in Costa Rica?
I was born in Costa Rica.
And why did you move to the United States?
I was always fascinated to learn English, mm-hmm. and also about the American culture. So, as a student, I didn't have the chance to come here to America, but after I finished college, I decided to save some money to work a couple of years there, mm-hmm. and after I saved money and I came here to learn English, I came here for 1 year, but God had a plan for me, so I met my husband and then we got married 1 year later.
Nice. That's mm-hmm. that's incredible.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And before you started teaching, did you have any jobs before you started teaching, or did you go straight into education out of college?
Well, when I came to America, I wasn't a teacher. I did work in insurance company.
Insurance?
for Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
Oh, nice. Cool.
For 2 years, yeah, because I really didn't know if I wanted to. I was afraid. I was so nervous to come and to work in a school. So my first job was there, and then also I needed to learn more English, and mm-hmm. then to make friends, and to get used to the American culture. And my 2 years with them was beautiful, and after I decided to continue teaching.
Wonderful. And so before you wanted to be a teacher or work at Blue Cross Blue Shield, did you have any, like, as a child, were there any, like, oh, I want to be that?
Oh, yes. Oh, I wanted to be a dentist. I want to be a psychology. But always, I wanted to learn English. It's something since my mom used to tell me since I was born. I love languages. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah. So even in one occasion, I wanted to study international relations because I thought with my English, I can be somewhere.
You can go anywhere.
Anywhere. Yeah, that was my dream.
Mm-hmm. So it really is to be able to speak 2 languages, 3 languages.
It is fascinating. It opens doors for you so much. You learn so much about other people, culture, food. I mean, it is something like sometimes I feel like I was born again. I was born when I came to America, but with a past. So I have my 2 cultures in my heart, and mm-hmm. I got to love this country. I love this country too.
That's fantastic. And I feel like a lot of times when, you know, we're going to Spanish class and we think, oh, it's so hard to learn a new language, sometimes we forget that, mm-hmm. you know, whoever your teacher is, at some point they had to learn a second language because yeah. they're speaking English and they're speaking Spanish. So yeah. mm-hmm. what were some of the difficulties and what were some of the rewards of learning to speak English?
Well, as a student in Costa Rica, I always was in an English class mm-hmm. because I was fascinated for English. But when I came to America, I really didn't know English. I was so afraid. But learning a language, it requires a lot of commitment, mm-hmm. a lot of patience. because you want to be fluent in a couple of months. Where really it takes more than that. And then also love the culture, because a language is connected to the culture. And then when you know the culture, you understand the so many expressions that additionally cannot tell you. Yeah. And then when you learn the culture, you put it together. Oh, now I understand.
That's why they say
that. Why they say that, yeah. And then the two of them come together.
So would you say that's like the best way to learn a language would be to experience it?
By far. When I was a teacher, I always advised my students, once you finish here in St. Thomas, continue in college. If you had the chance to go abroad, do it. Even 6 months in another country, you come back with a Spanish so beautiful that I'm fascinated. When my students come back to me, they say, Señora, I was in Spain for 6 months, and they come talking to me, even with the Spanish accent, which is beautiful. And many times I'm in tears to hear my former students talking in that Spanish, so beautiful. So I advise any of my students, go. At the beginning, it can be a little harder, especially if you live with a family who doesn't know any English.
Yeah.
Yes. But then you learn it. You learn it so well, and then you become so fluent. So that's my advice. Go abroad.
Thank you.
Minimum 6 months.
6 months.
I would say minimum 6 months. Yeah, especially if you live with a family that don't know any English.
Because then you have to.
You have to. That's why.
If you need to communicate something, it's either, you punch into the Google Translate all day, or you just learn it.
You do it. I didn't have Google Translate when I came
exactly.
here. Didn't have my Google was the dictionary, especially when I met my husband, when we were dating. Oh, his Spanish was very limited. So I have to learn English with him. And it was the best experience. You learn it. Yeah. It's a little difficult. Sometimes frustrated, but as I mentioned at the beginning, you have to have patience and be persistent, and you will learn. I'm very happy with my English. You can tell that it is not perfect. I have an accent, and I always am going to have an accent, but I'm able to communicate with people, to be here and interview.
Yeah.
In front of the microphone.
Yes.
I think
perfectly comfortable.
Very comfortable. I don't teach English, so my English is to enjoy the country, the culture, the language, and I am very happy with the English that I have learned. Of course, there's always a space to learn more. Mm-hmm. It never ends, never.
Never.
But I'm very happy that at least I'm able to communicate.
And thank you very much. And that's got to be a very, very interesting experience fascinating to me.
It is fascinating. Once you are into that, you understand, yes, I learned so much. Because when I get together with my sisters, mm-hmm. I see how limited they are in their knowledge about other countries and another language and other things. Yeah, I see it. But for me, it's abroad. I mean, I have been living in this country for 36 years.
It is more
than a lifetime.
You learn
so much here that even beginning with the change of season to adapt to winter, which wasn't easy for me, but now I love the change of season. And my sisters have no clue about that because they live in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And so they know something as simple as that. Then all the traditions in America, I'm fascinated, even about sports, which I don't know too much. But I learned about the Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
I learned about that, and who is Tom Brady, and all of this. I learned it by living here. Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new world.
Whole new world, altogether. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about shoveling snow?
Not so much.
Still
I did it. I remember at the beginning, yeah.